visited the community, the place was deserted and many people were seen packing out their belongings, and the few left said they heard there would be another attack. This is the account of eyewitnesses.
My name is Fremont Toya. What happened yesterday, we are at our home. He doesn't know that any riot will come. They said, they are coming, they are coming, they are coming. Old people are coming. He doesn't know. When we stand up, they fired some of our people. And they killed two of them. And they injured some people, like six of them. And they come and scatter us, firing our people. What people they from Elegushi? Them are the one who
how
come.
How many of them came yesterday?
Yes, there are more than 30. They hired some boys. Those who died, police will be evident to us that police come yesterday.
Which of the police?
A police from Chakundi and take the picture of the person that died. And now they said they will come again and take the dead, the dead, they will take it away and to mortuary. But we doesn't see them.
Who says they are coming to take the dead?
It is those police. Okay. They said they will come again back. They will take them too. But we doesn't see. Till they call that since yesterday, person that died since yesterday, it started spoiling and people take it to the mortuary. Now we are hearing rumors that they will come again, they will come again. We are many of us that now are scared and nobody have a mind to see anything now.
My name is John Michael. We did yesterday. We have permission say they come. So one time now that we want to hear that they should come. All of us, they run away. Sometimes, they come, give this one person, give them gone.
Our life is important to us. They should help us. Government should send the soldiers to here. They will guide us. We are not the one fighting them. They are the one fighting us. And we are poor people. We are managing ourselves. Find a daily bread to eat.
A resident who said he was born in Otodogbame has this to say.
My name is Sunday Omolaja. I'm from Otodogbame community. Coming here in 1985. I'm here with my family, my parents. We are here now in a long time. But between this month, no know what's happened. Wasu just came from Otodogbame. Said that we want to put fire on everybody. Because your father know about here. Because we are here when the first king died. He knows when we are here. But we not think that the thing is just joking, is laughing. Before we know, just come and expected in the job, putting fire in the house. Now came some people with gun yesterday. He now been done shooting everybody. We need government to help us from Ikate Legushu Wasu. Because this thing was getting too much. We don't know how people want to do now. There are many people that are running away. There are only few people in the village now because of Wasu. We need help from federal government. We need military to come and help us because of Wasu.
Efforts to reach the Etiosa local government chairman, Mr. Nofiu Elegushi, who last week said he was aware of the early attack on Otodogbame community, proved abortive as all calls and text messages sent to his phone were not replied. The council boss last week said Otodogbame community was identified as a black spot that constitutes threat to Lekki and its environs. The few residents left in Otodogbame are calling on all relevant authorities in the state to safeguard their lives and ancestral land, which has become a dispute between the Otodogbame people and the Elegushi royal family. I am Tina Armstrong.